Warning, this is Right Here, Right Now, brought to you by Right Choice Services. Right Choice Services develops individualized programs to help clients find that book inside of them that they've always wanted to write. I'm your host today, Vanessa Lowry. On Right Here, Right Now, we interview business leaders, entrepreneurs, and professionals about their work and the writing they engage in as part of their work. My co-host and producer for Right Here, Right Now is Kevin Finn. Kevin wears lots of different hats at Business Radio X. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Vanessa.
This is going to be a fun show.
It is. Everything's all weird this week. I had Dr. Tim on one of my shows yesterday as a guest, and now you're hosting Right Here, Right Now. So,
well, and we've got Dr. Tim in the studio with us, but he is letting me fill in the lead seat today. And the reason is because we're actually interviewing several independent contractors that work for Right Choice Services. And Right Choice Services, of course, sponsors the show, and Dr. Tim is the president of Right Choice Services. And I'm excited to talk to our guests today, which are Emily Lees, who's phoned in from Akron, Ohio, and Jamie Baylor and Betsy Ray Miner, who are in the studio with us. And, of course, Dr. Tim. Dr. Tim, how are you this morning?
I wondered if I was going to get a chance to speak. I wasn't going to ask because I was afraid of the answer.
Well, you did put me in the power seat today.
Yes, I did. I'm here and I'm excited, and I'm wanting to sit back and listen and learn more about the people I've been working with.
Well, and it's going to be fun. I mean, obviously, Dr. Tim knows so much about all three of our guests because he works with you ladies all the time, but I've met a couple of you in person at different things, but I'm excited to learn a little bit more about you. So we're going to jump in and get the show started. We wanted our listeners today to meet the professionals that work with Dr. Tim in providing writing services for the clients of Right Choice Services. So instead of giving the usual thumbnail introduction of each guest, we're just going to learn about them as we go along. So we're going to begin with Emily Lees. Emily, hello, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Vanessa?
I'm great. Welcome to the show today.
Thank you.
So what sparked your interest in writing?
Well, you know, ever since I was a very little girl, I just always loved to write. My mom was an English teacher, and so I always had books around me and was always reading. And so eventually I just decided I wanted to write. And I loved going to the store and getting, you know, the pretty journals and bringing them home and writing in them and doing all that, too.
Oh, that's great. So what, with Right Choice Services, what types of clients do you most enjoy working with, and what's your favorite part of that?
You know, for clients, I like people who are either at the very, very beginning of their process where I can help them brainstorm ideas and where they have a story they want to write but they don't know how to write it. As a high school English teacher, I work with my students on that sort of thing all the time, and it's fun to kind of see them as they go through the process. And then on the other side, because I'm a high school English teacher and I'm always working with that sort of thing, I love working with someone who has a really polished story where I can go in and just kind of nitpick and, you know, they can accept my suggestions and we can talk about them on a more professional level, too.
Well, and I know it's kind of a fine line to be able to have the rapport with somebody for them to feel comfortable when you're going through and nitpicking their story that they've put their blood and sweat on the paper
yes.
with.
Well, I always explain to them, and I do this, I always have every year in the school I teach, and I'll have maybe one or two students that understand the idea of nitpicking and don't take it personally. And I always tell them, you know, if you weren't a good writer, we wouldn't be at this stage. Like, it's a compliment if someone's nitpicking, you know, you should have used this word instead of this word, or you can rearrange this sentence, because you can't do that until you have a really good product to begin with.
Well, I think that's an excellent point. I think that sometimes we, that, you know, people can only really help the most if it's already good to start with. They can really start to make a difference then. So I'm interested, Emily, and with Right Choice Services, they offer lots of different services to clients, and I wonder what your specialty is with Right Choice Services.
Usually I work with people who are writing nonfiction, and I prefer creative nonfiction. I have a master's degree in creative nonfiction, so basically if they're writing something like a memoir, and maybe they don't want to tell it in just a straightforward way, they want to put a little more creativity into it, maybe they don't want to do it in chronological order, or they want to make it sound a little more artistic, that's kind of what my specialty is.
Oh, great. Well, and I know that all of the independent contractors that work with Dr. Tim have other things that they do as well. So can you tell us a little bit more about, you mentioned that you're a high school teacher. Can you tell us
yes.
a little bit more about what part of of that appeals to you in addition to doing this kind of work that's as an independent contractor?
As a high school teacher, I guess I like to, especially because it's English, I get to listen to my students' stories and I get to learn from them. And I feel like, you know, even though we have more papers to grade than maybe a math teacher or a science teacher does, you really get to learn a lot about them and learn from them. When they write, they always have this unique, different perspective because they're coming from, you know, a different generation and a different place in life than we are.
And what is it about that role in your life that helps you work with the clients with Right Choice Services?
I think just always kind of looking for, you know, a different way to word something or a way that they can maybe write about it where they're kind of teaching someone else, you know, through their story without being really overt and obvious about it.
So, Emily, what qualifications and credentials do you have that some of the clients of Right Choice Services would like to know about?
Well, I started out, let's see, in college I tutored basic writing for 2 years and got level 3 certification, and I also tutored at Project Learn. That was actually a 65-year-old man who was just learning how to read. And then once I graduated, I have been teaching high school English for 8 years now, and I also have my MFA in creative nonfiction, and I read for Ashland University's literary journal and help make selections for which essays should go into their journal. So I have experience on kind of the beginning stages and then the ending stages as well.
Well, and how wonderful that you helped this 65-year-old man learn how to read.
What a gift that is. I learned more than he did, I'm pretty sure. It was definitely an experience.
Well, I know that books have always been so important to me, and I can't imagine going my whole life and not being able to read a book. Can you tell us what book has had significance for you, if there's one or a couple of books that you felt have been really significant in your life?
Sure. Yeah, it's always a hard thing to narrow something like that down to one choice.
I know. There's lots. Yeah.
I remember in an interview once someone asked me what my favorite book was, and I froze because I didn't know where to start. So I think usually I prefer nonfiction where the story is just so original or heartwarming, or it's such an unusual circumstance that someone couldn't make up a better story. One of my favorites, and I have my 10th graders read it every year, is Tuesdays with Maury by Mitch Albom. And for people who aren't familiar with it, it's about Mitch Albom, who's a sports writer. He's kind of living the fast life. It's not exactly what he wanted. He finds out his favorite teacher from college is diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease and goes to talk to him. And his teacher, Maury, decides that, you know, while he's on his deathbed, he's going to teach his former student how to live life. And so they kind of, their last class sessions together are all about, you know, these life lessons that they can use.
Yeah, that's a beautiful book. I love that. I almost teared up you just talking about it. So
let me jump in, even
sure.
though I wasn't invited.
Dr. Tim, you're welcome to jump in whenever you like.
Thank you. I just want to share a little bit more about Emily that we talked
Uh-oh.
About before we went on air that she has not mentioned, but she does write music, and her husband is an amazing musician.
And I'll agree with that part.
And they perform in coffee houses in Akron, and the reason I know this is her husband, Jared, and Emily are best friends with my son, Joel, who lives in Akron. You've known him since high school, haven't you, Emily?
I have, yes, when I started dating my now husband.
Aha, okay, and that was the music connection. And Joel plays drums when they get together. He also can play guitar. But Emily is the epitome of creativity. And I think it was 2 years ago you allowed me to come into your classroom and be the guest teacher speaker. And it was just, the classroom was alive. It just had her signature all over it in terms of being a really amazing learning center.
Well, and I just think teachers can make such a difference in kids getting excited about life, not even just about education, but about life and, you know, really capturing an interest and moving forward with it. And it sounds like that from things that you've said and things that Dr. Tim has said, that that's what your students get from being in your class, is they kind of get inspired and get excited about the possibilities of where things could go.
That's always the goal. I can't say it always happens, but that's definitely our goal as teachers.
Well, I think it's a great goal. And I, you know, some of my favorite people in the world have been teachers that I've had over the years. So,
and Emily is the only one that I sought out. You're going to learn that Betsy and Jamie found me.
Okay.
but I talked with Joel and I said, what do you think? And he said, go for it. And so I had the chat with Emily and the rest is history.
That's fantastic. Well, Emily, I know you're an important part of Right Choice Services. Can you tell me what you think makes Right Choice Services unique?
I think that we genuinely care about what we're doing. Every time Dr. Tim sends out an email or anything, you know, there's always these nice responses from Betsy and Jamie, and it just kind of feels like we care about each other and also about the clients, and we want them to produce a good final product. Like, we're invested in them, not just, you know, what we're getting out of it.
Well, I think that that's wonderful. And Emily, can you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you?
Sure. My email, which is usually the easiest way, is elees, L-E-E-S is the second part, at ashland.edu.
Okay, great. Well, and if you can hang out with us for a little bit, we're going to interview your colleagues. Is that
sure.
Okay? Okay.
I think I can manage that.
Great. Okay, well, and then we're going to open the mics at the end and have everybody chat. So thank you so much. So our next guest is Jamie Bailey. Welcome, Jamie.
Good morning.
Well, it's so great to have you in the studio. You and I met a number of years ago and are connected on Facebook, so I kind of feel like I stalk you. I kind of know what's going on in your life.
I think there's quite a few people that stalk me on Facebook.
That's right. But it's great to actually have you face-to-face again.
Yes.
So what sparked your interest in writing?
Well, I've always loved writing, and I've always been a reader. And I guess my first accomplishment was in kindergarten when I won the Young Authors Fair with a little story that I wrote about playing in the snow. So that kind of set it off from there, and I wrote in journals. And
In the South, playing in the snow?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
The inch of snow.
Yeah. Hey, it didn't matter. Didn't matter.
Well, and I just love that. I think that that's so cool that you got recognition in kindergarten for your writing.
Yeah, well, I thought, well, if I can get recognition then, I can do it now. So
I think in kindergarten, all I could write was my name. I don't think I could write anything else in kindergarten. You're way advanced. So Jamie, what types of clients do you most enjoy working with, and what's your favorite part of working with them?
Well, really, I work a lot with resume clients, and the best part about it is helping them find a job. It's not just helping them write their resume and to create a solid product, but it's helping them do something with their career.
And so what part of that, how did you get interested in working with people with resumes?
Well, that's kind of I'll make it a short story. How I got involved with Right Choice Services was I went to a networking group and ran into someone that was going to help me with my resume. And she said, you know what? I've got somebody that can help you. And so she introduced me to Tim through email. And we happened to meet up one day at Starbucks. And he ended up actually hiring me on the spot. So he helped me with my resume then. And then I became a contractor.
Oh, well, excellent. So he helped you with yours and then said, okay, now let's go out and have you write for other people.
So once he taught me, then I was able to do it for other people.
Well, that is such a great service to be able to provide. There's so many people that have either suddenly gotten out of work or they have been in a process where, you know, they knew that they were kind of on the line for a while, but they haven't had to write a resume for a while, so they don't really know the way to do it now.
Right. It's very different.
So I know that that Right Choice Services offers a lot of services, and your specialty is resumes. Do you do some other things as well with Right Choice Services?
I have edited a book, and I'm getting more into the social media part of Right Choice Services. We're now on LinkedIn and Facebook, so
it's so great.
Yeah,
she's actually doing an amazing job with I don't know what it is, what it's it's a discussion group on LinkedIn, is that it?
Yeah,
see, that's why I have her doing it. I don't have to worry about it, but I've been amazed at the responses we've been getting, and quality people as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, and you meet people that way too. It's kind of like a networking group.
So if people wanted to join that group either on LinkedIn or join or like the Facebook page, would they just type in Right Choice Services?
Yep, it's that easy.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
So what kinds of questions do you all talk about with the LinkedIn group?
Well, a lot of it has to do with posting relevant blogs. We talk about word usage, grammar. It depends on, and we also have a we had a really interesting discussion with I can't remember her name, but she, her son was writing and was more interested in getting, you know, published. And so she had been asking questions and wanted more interaction from high school students on the LinkedIn group.
Uh-huh.
So that started a really interesting, you know, discussion as far as bringing high school students into the group.
Oh, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, I think it's amazing the cool people that you can meet through social media. And some of them you then get to meet face-to-face offline, but mm-hmm. some of them you only have interactions with online. And I'm just so impressed always with the smart people that are out there that are willing to share their knowledge.
Oh, yeah. And they've been sharing a lot of it recently, especially on the LinkedIn group. I mean, so you can post blogs and articles that you find interesting or relevant to writing.
So, Jamie, what are your specific qualifications or credentials that Right Choice Services clients would like to know about?
Well, I have a BA in English, and then I had a minor in literary studies, and I've also gotten accepted into the MAPW program, the Masters of Professional Writing at Kennesaw State.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, thank you. So I'm hoping to get into that hopefully in the fall.
Excellent. Well, we've had several people that both are on staff with that program as well as people that have gone through that program, so mm-hmm. we've heard lots of good things about it.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So as we asked Emily earlier, what is a book that has had special significance to you?
Well, there's a lot of books. I'm kind of the same way as Emily. There's too many to pick from. But one of the books that really got me into doing a lot of the writing and marketing was a book by Shelley Hussey. It was called I'm Not Okay, You're Not Okay, But That's Okay With God. And it was an internship that I did with her at Kennesaw State. And it was very interesting to see after what happened with publishing and how to market the book. And it became really interesting to me. So that's how I really got into, hey, if somebody else can do it, I can do it too.
Oh, that's great. Mm-hmm. So, Dr. Tim, what was it about that coffee that you had with Jamie that made you decide to offer a position right there on the spot?
I had been prompted. No, I... No, one of the individuals who had knew both of us had said that she might be good to have part of the company. And I, up to that point, I had been the resume writer. And I was just getting really tired of doing all of them.
Right.
And I figure Jamie could handle it, and she did, and she's done a great job. In fact, a couple of months ago, I had her come sit in on, I lead or write a resume workshop at Roswell United Methodist Church Job Seekers. And afterwards, she had more people lining up with her than I did. But that was the idea. That was the idea. But she came with solid credentials, you know. What these women all have are degrees in writing or in English, and I have none of those.
Yeah.
But I've got gray hair, and they don't.
Not yet.
And so I think that balances it out. You know, I've got the School of Hard Knocks, and they've got the academic training, and it's just an amazing match. And that's what Jamie has, and the enthusiasm and just the excitement. I could tell her she would be good, and she is.
Well, and Dr. Tim, I have to congratulate you on surrounding yourself with such beautiful women.
I've been told that by a lot of people.
What a smart man you are.
I'm married. Betsy's married.
Hey.
Emily's married. So, yeah, but I am. Yeah, when we're in a group and people come up and see us all together, my male colleagues, they'll just shake their head and walk away.
Well, and getting back to Jamie, what do you think makes Right Choice Services so unique?
Well, for one, we offer almost everything, every kind of writing, from technical writing, resume writing. We'll work on your website. We'll do newsletters. It's just a broad, you know, product offering that we have.
Well, and there are lots of different things. So if anybody needs help with writing, they can come to Right Choice Services and join the Facebook page and get updates and join the LinkedIn group.
That's right.
Ask questions and mm-hmm. get information that way.
Yep.
So, Jamie, how do people get in touch with you?
They can either find me on Facebook or LinkedIn through the LinkedIn group. It's just Right Choice Services. Or you can email me, and it's jamie.bailey@rightchoiceservices.com.
Excellent. So if you can hang out with us, we're going to go talk to Betsy now.
Oh, definitely.
Excellent. So Now we have Betsy Rame Miner.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's great to have you here in the studio.
Thank you.
We were just talking about on air that you've been here several times, so you're kind of an old hat at this now.
I guess so. I've done this a couple of times.
Yeah.
And sat over here in the interview chair. So hopefully I'm prepared.
Oh, I'm sure you will be. I'm sure you will be. So, Betsy, what sparked your interest in writing?
Well, I think for me, similar to what Emily said, I was a reader, I think, first, before really being a writer. My mom was a teacher, too, and my grandmother was a children's literature professor. So I got books for every birthday, every Christmas, Easter, everything, every occasion I got a book. So I was into reading.
The best kind of
present. Exactly, exactly. And so I was into reading from an early age, and then at some point I started to write my own stories, like so many of us do as little kids. And later on, I just kept up with the reading and kept up with the writing.
So what types of clients do you most enjoy working with, and what is it about working with them that is your favorite part?
Well, I enjoy a couple of different kinds of clients. I like to work with business owners when they need help with something like a website rewrite or a newsletter. And that's different from the other kind of client I really like, which is someone who is trying to write a book. Whether they don't have anything on paper yet, it's all kind of still floating around in their head, or they've got everything all the way up to a full draft and they're ready for someone to start looking at it with them.
Well, and I know that all the ladies, and we can talk about this more when we open the mics, but I know all of you help coach your clients as mm-hmm. well as help them actually fine-tune mm-hmm. their writing. So can you just talk a little bit more about that coaching piece as
sure.
versus, you know, once they have the manuscript and going through and doing the editing?
Sure. Well, I encourage clients to write things down as they think of them. It doesn't matter if it doesn't quite fit with what they've written before. Just open up a new Word file on your computer and get it down, and we can worry about organizing it and putting it with related material later. So as they build material like that, if they're that kind of writer, we can start to put things together in a way that makes sense later. Now, some people think about things in a more structured manner, and so they're thinking about things as a chapter one, chapter two. But I find that both are interesting type clients to work with. Whichever way they think and try to write, I like to see if I can fit myself in and help.
Excellent. Well, and as we were talking earlier, Right Choice Services has lots of different services that they offer mm-hmm. to clients. What is your particular specialty with Right Choice Services?
Well, I would say I really enjoy helping businesses when they're trying to find their target market, communicate better with their clients. And I like to help people tell their stories better, whether it's their own story or something that they're writing down using their imagination. Either way.
Well, I think supporting people's imagination is so key. And I think mm-hmm. a lot of people have gotten away from even being able to use their imagination. Mm-hmm. So having a cheerleader that says, you can do it, you know, come on, you can you can use this and stretch that muscle is a huge mm-hmm. service for them.
Well, and it's fun to be that kind of cheerleader. So
yeah. So, Dr. Tim, how did you and Betsy find each other?
She was one that found me mm-hmm. at RUMC. It was the week of Thanksgiving, and I happened to be in Akron, Ohio for Thanksgiving to be with my mother-in-law and our son. And she met Bill Williams. And Bill said to Betsy, "The guy you need to meet is not here." And she came back, and actually, was it my elevator speech thing?
I came back and sat in on that, and then we
talked afterwards.
Started talking afterwards, but then I think your son was getting married, so we it was a while before we really got sat down for the coffee and and really talked about how to work together.
But I, you know, there are moments that you remember, and she had on a white blouse, a black skirt, and a string of pearls.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, I was going to say, Betsy's always very classy in the way that she dresses.
And then when I learned about her background, it was just a no-brainer. And it's, I've made good decisions, I'll tell you. I've made really good decisions. I may not have done many other ones, but getting Emily and Betsy and Jamie as a part of Right Choice Services is just absolutely top-notch decision.
Well, it's a good team.
It is a good team. And Betsy, can you tell us what kind of qualifications and credentials that Right Choice Services clients would like to know about?
Sure. Well, it goes all the way back to co-editing my high school yearbook. I think that was my first credential, and it's built from there. In college, I knew I wanted to be an English major, but I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do with it, and ended up writing for the school paper, having some internships that helped me be sure that writing was the right way to go for me. So I have a background in newspaper writing, marketing and communications, and then, of course, all the things now that I've done with Right Choice Services.
But you have a master's as well.
I do. I've got two English degrees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
One's a BA, and then I didn't quite get enough fun with all the literature, so I went back for a little more. After a little break from undergrad, I went back and got a master's in British and American literatures.
Wow, that's impressive.
And American's my favorite. I like British just fine, but I took all my electives in American stuff.
Yeah. Well, and I you were mentioning that you've written for in the journalistic style for newspapers, and you've also written for marketing. Mm-hmm. And it's really two very different styles.
It is. I went from a newspaper job into a marketing and communications job, and switching gears was fun but interesting. You know, I really had to think about things very differently and write about them very differently when I was making that switch. And that's still something that people like us have to think about all the time.
And Betsy has actually done some fascinating things that, you know, you can't sit there and say, well, we're going to do this. It just happens. And one of which was we had an individual who approached us to help her become a PR person. Wasn't that it? She was appointed. She was on a private school staff, and you worked with her.
Oh, yes. Yes.
She came out of NPR, but wanted some help. Betsy did a great job there. Well, didn't this individual go off to grad school now in search of a PhD? And she still turns to Betsy for coaching.
We're actually having lunch today.
Oh, great. So well, you can say, hey, we were just talking about you.
I will. I'll tell her.
Well, and it's both Dr. Tim and Betsy have worked with a number of my clients, but one of my clients, Jim Hogan, was in a collaborative book that I put together, and he so relied on Betsy to help him fine-tune his chapter, and I thought that was just wonderful that, you know, I'm able to work with you guys even when I'm not working directly with you.
Sure.
I'm able to see the results of your support of people through the other projects that I'm doing as well. So, Betsy, what has been a book that's had special significance on you?
Well, just like Emily and Jamie, it's hard to pick. I think probably my junior year of high school. I had American literature. I already mentioned that's my favorite. That was a year filled with all kinds of things that I still go back and reread. The Great Gatsby. Let's see, what else? The Catcher in the Rye. Huckleberry Finn. So many that are ingrained in our culture. And they were so important to me then and still are. And now going back and reading those kinds of books that I read in high school again gives me a little bit different perspective. I imagine as I continue rereading, as I get older, I'll have a little bit different perspective each time.
Well, you know, what strikes me about that is when I was in high school, Catcher in the Rye was a banned book. There's a little age difference.
All the
here.
Good books end up on the banned books.
I was going to say, and it is amazing, you know, the longevity of really well-written books and how they, you know, can last and speak to different generations of people and still have a resonance and a relevance that, you know, books that aren't as well-crafted just don't have.
That's true.
So that's what you guys help people do, is craft their books so it'll hang around.
That's right.
So, Betsy, what do you think makes Right Choice Services unique?
Well, I think we've got a great team here, but I think the strength of our team is in our leader. Tim is great, and one of my favorite things about Tim is that while he has plenty of experience in all these areas, even though he says it's just the School of Hard Knocks, it's great experience he has, and we all can learn from him. In addition, he's always very open. If any of us ever approach him and say, hey, you know, here's something that I think might work, he always says, okay, great, go for it. Make it happen. So it's fun to work with a group of people who are willing to try ideas and new ways to make things work well.
Excellent. So, Betsy, how do people get in touch with you?
Like Emily, my email is probably a good way. It's betsy@rightchoiceservices.com.
Great. Well, and we're going to open the mics now and have a conversation with everybody. So, Dr. Tim, do you have any questions for him before I jump in with a question for everybody?
I just am amazed at what I've learned about them. And it solidified I did good.
Yeah.
I did good. I wonder if Kevin has any questions or comments. He's sitting there dazed, I think.
Oh, no, it's just amazing, an amazing story of how you started your company and how you really put people around you. And I think getting the message out there and telling people you can do it. And the best part is you don't have to know it all. You can surround yourself with people that know stuff that you don't.
And that is true. That's mm-hmm. the big thing. And I do have a great comfort in being able to say to Emily, Betsy, and Jamie, yeah, go do it.
Yeah. Well, and this, Betsy, you sparked this question that I have because I know that there are certain books that I've loved in my life that then I've gone back and read mm-hmm. again, and I always get something different mm-hmm. from them. You know, I kind of pick up a different part of the story, or I see something else about the characters. And I think probably, you know, there are some books that I've read three or maybe even four times mm-hmm. over, you know, over the years. Curious, what's the book that you've read the most often, or how many times, can you remember how many times you've read a particular mm-hmm. book?
Do you want me to jump in?
Sure.
I know what mine is. My grandmother, the children's lit professor, gave me The Diary of Anne Frank for my 11th birthday. And I think I've read it once a year since then.
Wow.
Or at least close to it. And it means a little bit of, you know, something different each time. The first time I read it, I wasn't too far off age-wise from Anne Frank when she wrote the diary. So I really liked that. And now I like it for different reasons, but it's, I think, my most read book.
Excellent. Jamie, do you have one that you've read multiple times?
Actually, yeah, I've read The Odyssey 6 times.
Oh, my goodness.
And it's the same thing. You pick up on different things
that
every
is
time
not
you
a
read
book.
It. No, but I love it. I enjoy it. It's wow. It's very different, and I like it.
So, Emily, what about you?
Well, I would have to say Macbeth because we teach that. I teach British literature, and so I've been teaching British literature for 8 years, and I've had 3 to 5 classes per year, so I read it with all of them, and we read a lot of it together, so I've probably read it about 35 times or so at this point.
Wow.
But I always explain to my students that, you know, every time I read it, I find something else in it, like some little subtle use of language or some different device he's using or something he's trying to, you know, relay to the reader, and how I could read it 100 more times and I would find something new. And it's actually more fun each time I read it because I get to start looking for those little things.
That's very cool. And that's a lot of times. And I would think by teaching it that it would even, you know, with reading it so many times that with teaching it, you would be looking for even more specifics than if you were just reading it for fun.
Yeah, and it's fun, too, to hear what the kids come up with, because sometimes it's a good interpretation, sometimes it's a little off, but it's just so creative, and they're actually, you know, thinking about it, and so it's still exciting just to see what they come up with.
Getting that imagination involved. So, Dr. Tim, what about you?
For the longest of time, I never reread a book because I thought, why should I reread something I've already read?
Yeah.
You know, always read something else. And it's really only been in the past 5 years that I've gone back to read books. And I am totally blanking on one that I read that just blew me away because I read it like 3 times in 2 months.
Oh, well.
It spoke to me so much. But it was about an individual's journey through depression. And I was battling that a little bit myself at that time, and it was powerful, and I still read it. Another one that I have read and will probably go back and read again is called Dakota by Kathleen Norris, And she describes it as a spiritual geography. She is a professional writer. She and her husband lived in New York City. They were in the thick of the traditional kind of writing, and then she inherited her grandmother's farm out in, I think it was North Dakota. And that's culture shock. But she went out there and took on the home with her husband, and she began to teach in other schools. She was the guest teacher on writing and whatever. And she writes about her travels, her experiences, the geography of Dakota, how that impacts her, and then reflects upon it spiritually. And that could be done, just, it's powerful.
Yeah. Well, and I think for me, you know, there was a book, and I believe I read it the first time when I was in high school, but it was a book called Green Darkness. And it was one that kind of was the first time I had ever been introduced to the idea of us having multiple lives and the idea of reincarnation and the idea of, you know, that there might have been other times that we lived. And so with this particular book, they had two of the main characters. Actually, they discussed them at alternate times with these alternate lives that they had. And it was just so fascinating for me. And then over the years, I've probably read it 3 or 4 times because I was so intrigued by the story. Mm-hmm. And with the, it was, you know, lots of, it was a very dramatic, you know, storyline, and there was cool things that happened. And I just remember that being something that I, you know, read multiple times thinking and seeing different things in it every time. So,
yeah. Well, I'm wondering, Emily, obviously we can't see you, and that's a downer to this kind of situation because you can't see the faces that are looking at us. But we want to give you a chance. Do you have a question for Jamie or Betsy or Vanessa or, God help me? Anything you want to put out there?
I could have questions for anyone. But I was wondering when I was listening to Betsy talking about kind of transitioning between the business writing and then the more creative writing. A lot of times when I am reading what someone wrote, it'll be very good, but there's a lot of like kind of excess in it. Like more wording than they need, or they'll repeat something because, you know, they don't maybe have as much confidence in the reader's memory as they should. So I was just wondering, Betsy, kind of, do you see anything in business writing people could use to help themselves when they're writing in like creative nonfiction areas?
Well, I think whether you're doing business writing or creative nonfiction or anything else, if you know who you're writing for, then that's half the battle. If you're a business writer and you're trying to write for other businesses, then they probably already know your lingo. If you're trying to write for your customers, you might need to explain what you mean by certain terms. If your target market for your book is women between the ages of 35 and 45, excuse me, then that's who you need to write for, whether you fit in that category yourself or not. So I think across the board, just knowing who you're writing for, if you can just keep that in mind, then the rest is not quite as hard if you know who you're writing for.
Well, and I think that writing concisely is such a great such a great skill set, and it takes practice.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that you all bring to the table is you help people, you know, kind of fine tune that so that they can take, you know, maybe what was a paragraph and say it in a sentence that mm-hmm. then makes it easier, particularly in any writing, but particularly in business writing, because business sure. people have such a short amount of time mm-hmm. to read things and they want to get to the point right away.
Mm-hmm. Kind of like Jamie with social media. You have to really
140 characters.
That's right.
That's right.
There's no room to be wordy. You have to just say it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Got to get your point across really quickly.
Yes.
Catch people's attention.
Mm-hmm.
Questions from either of you? Challenges to anybody here?
I can't think of anything that I that I.
Well, you and I talk.
Have come up with.
We talk frequently.
We do talk a lot.
So, yeah. Dr. Tim, I've got a question for you.
Sure.
I know that when you started Right Choice Services, you actually bought the company
yes,
from
yeah.
someone that you had been working with as a client.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And then how did you decide to then expand it and bring in independent contractors to help you?
Because I'm smart.
You are smart. No. I knew that.
No. I just really wanted the company to grow. Janet, by the way, was my high school chorus teacher. And so I've known her for a long time. But she edited my books, and then I asked if I could join the company and do resumes for her. And then I bought the company, and I really wanted it to grow, and I saw that there was great potential. I really believed that there was potential. And so I reached out to Betsy first, and she joined, and soon thereafter Jamie came along, and then I thought, well, let's branch out and get Emily, you know, up in Akron. And so we've done that. And it just gives – the other piece was I was afraid I would – I didn't want to turn away business.
Right.
And I could only handle so much.
Because there's only so many hours in the day.
That's what I'm experiencing.
Right.
And this has just been wonderful because now I can just say – if they say, hey, Tim, I've got this or somebody wants that, I say, great, you take it. Go with it. Or somebody will contact me and I'll send that email on to either Betsy or Jamie or Emily and say – take it on from there. And they each have been bringing in their own clients, so it's great.
So what kind of qualities do you look for when you're adding an independent contractor to Right Choice Services?
First thing they have to understand is that I do not guarantee them clients. I just will not, because I can't. First off, I can't.
Right.
But the other thing is I want to see within them a willingness to go out and find their own clients to work the program, if you will, the business. We offer a lot of unique things, and we're willing to do just about anything you ask us to do. We focus on helping people write books and resumes for marketing purposes. But as Jamie mentioned, we'll tweak your website. I want somebody who understands that you've got a market, you've got a network, as well as you can't just sit back and wait for Tim to say, here's a client for you. If you do, you'll be waiting a long time.
So if any of our listeners are interested in talking with you about being an independent contractor for Right Choice Services, are you looking for additional folks right now?
I am always open to people wanting to affiliate because I figure the more people affiliated with us, the greater the potential for us to increase our business. But then, you know, that goes back. I'm willing to talk with them. I'm willing to share with them how we make things happen and what we do. And if they're willing to say, I'm on and I will help find clients, I'd love to hear from them.
And, you know, as we said earlier, Emily's actually in Ohio. So folks that are in other parts of the country could contact
Absolutely.
You as well.
Absolutely. Because I think we can start branches anywhere, so to speak, because of the concept and because of how we go about doing it. There are a lot of writing companies out there. What we do is we focus on the individual. We do not have any fill-in-the-blank templates for people to write a book. We have steps and processes that all three of the ladies understand to help the person identify his or her book and create it, and we're working with them right along the way.
Excellent. So, Dr. Tim, tell people how they can get in touch with you.
Tim, T-I-M, at Wright, W-R-I-T-E, choiceservices.com.
Excellent. Well, it's hard to believe, but our clock is on us already.
It does that. It does that.
It's amazing. It just zips right by. So we welcome our listeners' comments and suggestions about content and about our guests. If you would like to recommend a guest or be a guest yourself on Right Here, Right Now, let us know. Send us an email, whwnbusinessradiox@gmail.com. Thank you, Kevin, for co-hosting and keeping me on track today.
No problem. I didn't do much today.
Well, you know, we had kind of a full house, but I appreciate you
helping
us out.
It was a great show.
And Dr. Tim, thanks for letting me take the lead on today's show, sitting in the power seat.
Always, always.
So, and thank you to our guests, Emily Lees, Jamie Baylor, and Betsy Rain Miner. Emily, can you share your contact information one more time?
Sure. It's Lees, L-E-E-S, at ashland.edu.
Excellent. And Jamie, your contact information?
It's Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, at rightchoiceservices.com.
Great. Betsy?
Betsy at rightchoiceservices.com, B-E-T-S-Y.
Great. Well, thank you all for being with us today. Right Choice Services is brought to you each, right here, right now, is brought to you each week by Right Choice Services. I obviously have Right Choice Services on the brain.
That's so, okay.
That's right. Learn more about Right Choice Services and how they help individuals write the book they've always wanted to write at rightchoiceservices.com. I hope you'll join us next week. Tell your friends about the show. In fact, Send them an email right now and invite them to listen to some of the archives of our shows. Right Here, Right Now broadcasts live every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern at righthererightnow.businessradiox.com. And the MP3 version is available later today. I'm Vanessa Lowry. Join us next time when business leaders, entrepreneurs, and professionals come together to discuss the power of the pen and its impact on their business. Right here, right now.